And then we just keep recording for a second.
Yep, and we're back on. And there's...
And did you ever
come to the
bathroom like 20 minutes ago?
No, no, I'm good.
That was a line. That was,
oh!
I realized that too, from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. The,
oh.
He asked if
can
he
can
use
the bathroom.
He asked if he can use the
yes,
bathroom.
You may.
And then does not leave the table.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Well, yes. That just happened. So.
But it's Steve Martin, so he's an adorable giant child.
And I have a good little snippet for our bonus track here. Yesterday when I was working at the Halloween store, this girl came in and she was looking for a pink Power Ranger costume. And the reason she was looking for that...
Because she used to be the pink Power Ranger?
That would have been awesome, but no.
Okay.
Then she would have had her like studio costume. Come on.
It's true. If they would let her keep it.
That's
but,
true.
The reason she was looking for it was because of Power Rangers' recent addition to Netflix. Because that's what made her think of it. So I think it'd be interesting in a future show to kind of talk about how streaming media is kind of creating ripples in... pop culture,
but
we're just a nostalgic.
I was going to say, adding to the glut of nostalgia that we already have.
Yeah, no, we are a nostalgic generation completely because we have immediate access to everything that we've grown up with.
Well, and there's such a high turnover rate for pop culture. Remember that thing that happened 2 years ago?
Oh yeah,
Beanie Babies, vaguely.
Oh,
that wasn't 2 years. I remember Pogs.
Magic cards,
Crazy Bones, very briefly.
Never got into that one.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I didn't either.
There was some little like Matchbox little monster like robot things that is like they were pitted against each other and you could buy lots of them and they were
the Z-Bots?
Yeah, the Z-Bots.
Oh,
fucking A Z-Bots.
Yeah.
Or the
crash test dummies.
Yep.
I had the airplane.
Man.
Press the button to promptly lose all of the pieces.
You don't still have that airplane, do you?
No,
by
but I remember one time when I got home from the bar, I definitely went on eBay and looked.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Micro Machines. I still have all of my Micro Machines. I really wish they would bring those back, but they're probably a choking hazard now or some shit.
Probably.
I could swore they still had them at, like, Toys R Us or something like that.
I'm pretty sure they still exist in a, you know, some sort of way. It's like, maybe you get that as...
eBay.
I'm going to Toys R Us, guys.
Just going to say, just not in any stores
that you...
That
Toys R Us really looks creepy. Like, it's supposed to be this place for kids, and it's always, like, a dead, dark parking lot, and you're walking into this, like, darkened store.
Yeah, they're not well-maintained. Mm. And all the walls are white, so they're always filthy.
Yeah. It kind of gives this yellow... Like, you feel like you're a child... I mean, like, why would you take your child in there? It looks scary.
Well,
but I remember this as a kid.
Yeah, I remember the place as a kid being this beautiful, bright place, but
now
it looks like
I remember
like
being
Kmart.
Creepy as a kid.
Dan.
Yes, it does.
Dan.
Yes.
Dan. eBay item one.
Yes!
Studio microphone mic, windscreen, pop filter, mask, shield.
How much? Does it say?
View.
Oh, did you win? That's what you're going
with? It's
check.
One of the four, because I found them on eBay. It was like $10 for shipping, but I bid $2, and I think the opening bid was a penny.
I have to say, I liked that eBay logo when it popped up. Hey!
Wow! Yeah.
Yes?
When we go off the air.
Yes?
I need to ask you about that resume.
Oh, yeah.
Fail.
What were you asking about?
Resources are not in their best, which I go into on Facebook, which I'm not going to talk about now because damn resources.
Power button.
$2, is that what?
That was my maximum bid.
Yeah. It looks like condition new total. Are you looking for the total line?
No, just...
One, I'm seeing 1 cent.
Hey,
you
I got it
what?
For a cent.
Yes. Now that we have this like bonus track, I need to talk about that picture that has been streaming of Lake Calhoun with the crazy woman. That's
with
doing,
a book.
Do you mean Louise Erdich?
Face. I don't know, but we've been seeing the same photographs
the,
for like the last hour and a half.
The pucker face right there.
The pucker face. But that's not
and
even so
bad. And
the
weird confused kid.
Oh.
And
brown chicken brown cow.
Towel.
What are they doing down there? No, she's got a swimsuit on. You can see it.
Let me dream.
Welcome back, bemused baby.
Okay, how do I get back?
And the puppies. The puppies are back. See, one for me and one for Adam. Puppies and motorcycles.
There it is.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. So let's play another round. Yes, interested.
Kick
some more ass.
Sure. I know how to win.
So while we're still kind of on the subject of what? The screensaver, one of these days you're going to go down to Lake Calhoun, and you're going to see someone you recognized from your screensaver.
I will get their autograph.
You're on my screensaver.
No. I will get a picture with them and then post it on the Flickr so I'm in the loop. I'll sneak
Do you guys realize we're all Minnetonka grads, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. So does anybody want to hear about, I think I might have already told you this, but the, no, I told McNeil. I saw McNeil.
Was he around?
No, I was in Duluth.
Oh.
I caught him. I caught him with a hook for like 2 hours.
Scoff.
I know. I baited him with beer.
Yeah. Always works.
I know. Especially at a place where he gets completely comped because he works there. What?
Beer baiting.
Well, he went fishing earlier and then I had to beer bait him later. Anyway, so I had this... yeah, think about that.
That was just nice and just dirty enough sounding.
I feel uncomfortable.
You still have to sit next to me. So I had this woman who had always lived in Uptown her entire life. It was this older woman and her daughter. They were, you know, maybe our, you know, grandparents and parents' age. And this woman's talking to me about living in Minneapolis and in Uptown and how they like ventured to 50th in France.
Okay.
Long ways. Anyway, so I go, she's like, do you live around here? And I go, no, I live in Minnetonka. She goes, oh, they have bears out there. She's dead serious.
Bears.
She was dead serious that we had bears in Minnetonka.
We do. And coyotes and wolves.
Well, and I told her, I go, well, you know, coyotes maybe, but I've lived there like my whole life and never heard of a bear.
Maybe
in
she was
Minnetonka.
Just concerned about the gay population.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
because
Uptown.
Point.
Anyway, so then I guess
a lot of bears there.
Oh, we have a new addition to the bear clan. Oh, I need to stop. Anyway, so then she's saying that she went to.
Is bears a slang term for?
No,
a specific genre of
the large hairy gay
man. Well, I was talking about the kid that was born today named Bear. That's where I went. With the bear population.
Oh,
anyway.
There are bears. Ha!
Anyway, so...
By the way, people are listening to the bonus track before listening to the actual episode. In the episode, Katie talks about his boss having a kid named Bear.
Today. Happy birthday, Bear.
There you go.
Happy first day of life, Bear.
Today in Buffering Podcast.
I'm going to call him Teddy. Anyway.
Well...
Yeah, so then she went to Bear Path.
I don't see how you could not be awesome if your name is Bear.
Especially when your parents are too, like,
Bear Grylls, I mean,
large Scandinavian folk.
The name Steel would be.
Steel. Would you have to make, like, the blue steel face all the time?
No.
It depends on what the last name is. I mean...
Steel blue?
Weinstein. It doesn't work so well.
Steel Pants.
Steel Pants. Yeah.